Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Sam Bennett has become a household name in recent weeks as he became only the sixth Irishman to win a stage in the Tour de France. The 3,500-kilometre race enters its final stages this week before concluding on the Champs-Élysées in Paris next Sunday. So, can Sam Bennett retain that coveted green jersey? Well, he joins me on the line now from France. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you. I know you're on your rest day after a really tough weekend and you're facing into an extraordinary couple of days. So we really appreciate you taking the time out. And before we talk to you about what happened over the weekend, I want to go back to that incredible moment last week. We were all glued to the screens when we saw you making your comments after you won stage 10. How have you been since, or how have you processed that? It was a huge moment for us here in Ireland.
Yeah, it was a big moment in my career. Took so many years to get there, and it was felt like something that would just never happen. Like moving abroad over 10 years ago and, yeah, working for it so many years, it just didn't feel real, and it hit me all at once, and I couldn't keep myself together.
Well, but nobody would have expected you to, in fairness.
Yeah, but sure, it was a lovely moment, and something I'll remember for the rest of my life, I think.
Can I talk to you a little bit about your background? Because you were born in Belgium, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
And then when did you come back to Ireland?
I came back when I was four, started primary school in Crihana and Carrick, and then went to Cumber College in Carrick also. So I grew up in Ireland, and both my parents are Irish as well. So I'm fully Irish, don't worry.
And there's huge support for you, not only in Ireland, but particularly in Carrick on Shore.
Yeah, there's been fantastic support. I've seen they put up banners and everything, and it's amazing to get this much support. And it's funny, actually, I never expected it, but like it also gives me... I don't know, this almost a huge bit of expectation, and I never knew it would add to the pressure, but at the same time, it's lovely to be getting the support. I really appreciate it.
And of course, cycling legend Sean Kelly is from Carrick and Shore as well. Has he been in touch with you?
Yeah, he gave me some of the video messages along the way. Some nice support, which is nice to see as well, and he's a hard man to follow.
I'm sure he is, but a great inspiration. It's great to have support from him, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, it is. And somebody who's been in this position as well, he understands this, and probably knows how to deal with it a lot better than I do. So nice guy to be in touch with.
So look, tell me, how are you today on your rest day after that weekend you put in?
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty tired. I'm only human, but it's been one of the harder Grand Tours I've ever done. But speaking in the bunch, it's one of the hardest anyone has done. It's been like just go since Nice, and normally we get some days where the pace might be a little bit slower, but it's been just an incredibly hard race, and I think everybody's in the same position, but you know, you get into a rhythm and the body just keeps going, and at some stages the head will give up 100 times before the body does, so it's just about keep on going.
I'm sure that happens in reverse as well, that the body gives up but the brain wants to keep going.
Yeah, it does happen in reverse too, but not as often. it's hard, but you just have to keep going. It's just a mental game at this stage.
And you're still very much winning the war for that green jersey, right, after the weekend?
Yeah, I'm in a very strong position. We have some very hard stages coming up, and I still have to look at where the intermediate sprints are. Some of the harder, like, mountaintop finishes, Peter won't be able to get there for the points.
This is Peter Sagan, right?
Peter Sagan, yes. He's won it 7 times in a row, so he knows, not in a row, but he's won it 7 times, so he knows how to had to really win this jersey, so he's a tough competitor. But it's looking good. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Now, last week, he's going to pile on the pressure.
Will you tell us more about the green jersey and what exactly it is? I'm conscious of the non-cycling buffs out there, including myself, who are a little confused about this. Just explain to us what the green jersey is all about.
So I think it has kind of two meanings. Like, for a sprinter, it means you're the most consistent sprinter, and it kind of gives you a little bit of bragging rights there. But on the other side, is like there's points at the finish and there's points during the stage at an intermediate sprint, and basically you're trying to add up the points throughout the race. But it's a very special jersey to have in the Tour de France. It kind of goes second to the yellow jersey. Mm-hmm. Something for the bigger guys in the peloton to go for, but it's just it's something that's huge in cycling, and it's a big honour if you can win it.
There's three big alpine stages coming up, right, in the coming days. So I know you've done all of the hard work, obviously, long before this week. But how do you spend today in preparation for what's coming up, and how do you recover from what you've just been through?
Yeah, we have some great physios and osteos here. Try and keep my body together, get rid of the aches and pains. Today will be a bit about recovering, mostly recovering, trying to stay in bed as much as possible, sleep as much as possible, and then trying to do a good bit of media that you can't do on the race days. So it's a mixture of everything, but also we still have to train, because if we don't cycle our bikes, our body will shut down. So it's not a complete rest day. We still have to train for an hour or two on the bike, but it's still a bit of an off day for the head as well, because you don't really have to hurt yourself.
Okay. The Belgian cycling team that you're with, tell us a bit about them, because they've been a vital part of your success and you mention them all the time.
Yeah, they've been absolutely amazing. It was one of my dream teams growing up. When I was younger, I had the poster on my wall, and they called themselves the general public call them the Wolf Pack, because the way they look after each other and they watch out for each other, and I really feel that in this race. The mountain stages yesterday, we had three really hard climbs, and the whole team stayed with me and paced me up each climb to make sure I made time cut at the end of the stage to stay in the race and save as much legs as possible. So they're doing an absolutely fantastic job, and they're doing the lead outs and everything. And I moved here just because I saw it was the best team with the best opportunities for myself. And I just can't thank them enough for the work they're doing, and I definitely wouldn't be in this position without them.
So facing into the last third now of the Tour de France, how do you feel about what's coming up? How's your mental state?
I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. My first target was today. Now I know I have some hard days, so I'll just take it day by day. But I know I have, I think, is it 6 stages left? But I'm trying to break it down. So one of those days is a time trial, so not a road stage. And the last day is a Champs-Élysées, so it's a little bit of a easier stage at the beginning. You just kind of race the final. So then it's only really 4 stages. So I'm breaking it down as much as I can so that I can mentally approach it better. But I know the first 2 days back are going to be extremely hard. But it's just, as I said before, it's just how long you can hurt for and keep going. It's just a mental game, because everybody's in the same position, and the body will keep going if you just keep fighting.
And the COVID restrictions, have they made any difference to you? Has it made it more difficult?
It hasn't. It's changed a lot how we live and how the day-to-day life is in the race. We're getting tested a lot, But it's crazy how it's become a lot more normal, like wearing the mask all the time and sticking in the bubble and not interacting with fans. And I think that's the weirdest thing, because often you get people looking for selfies or for a bottle, and you have to turn them down, and you don't feel very nice when you do, but you're trying to explain to them, even though they're speaking French, you're trying to explain to them that we're just not allowed, we'll get kicked out of the race. But yeah, we're getting tested on each rest day, and everybody's staying safe, everybody's keeping to the guidelines. There's not much more we can do, but at the moment it's working really well, and yeah, it's allowing this race to continue, and for the cycling world and for the sponsors, we needed this race to continue.
Well, Sam, everybody in Ireland wishes you well. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. And I hope you come and see us when all this is over and done, and maybe you'll be a bit more relaxed then, and you'll have more time on your hands. You might come back to Ireland for a chat.
OK, thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Take care. Good luck.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.